Reordering the busy airspace in Southern California, NBAA members are helping make sure there's room for everyone. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan.
NBAA's Flight Plan is brought to you by JetQuest. Citation focused, client driven. That's jet-quest.com. JetQuest.
I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. By now, you probably know a lot about the FAA's effort to treat metropolitan areas that contain several different airports as a single integrated airspace. It's called the Metroplex Initiative, and it's already been rolled out in cities like Phoenix, Washington, and Houston, just to name a few. The Metroplex effort is now underway in Southern California as well, where it'll encompass airports from Santa Barbara to Brown Field, from LAX to Bermuda Dunes.
Southern California, I think, is one of the better success stories for business aviation.
Bob Lamond, NBAA's Director of Air Traffic Services and Infrastructure, says that's because business operators in Southern California have stepped up and have become seriously involved in the process of creating new RNAV approaches and departures.
They know the airspace. They talk to controllers on a daily, if not several times a week basis when they fly in and out. They know the intricacies of the particular airspace. They know where the gotchas are. They know where they need to be careful. And therefore, what they can do is they can represent to the FAA what would work best for them when the FAA builds procedures in and out of these airports.
One of the things that's really good about our ability to involve our own members as users of the system in this is that we know that new procedures and the routes that are in place will work for our members. So we are truly going to benefit from the Metroplex.
That's NBAA Regional Representative Stacy Howard, who says one major benefit of having NBAA members involved in the formulation of the Southern California Metroplex plan is knowing that airports frequented by business operators are included in the big picture.
We were able to put forward some of our own initiatives and make sure that some of the non-commercial service airports were included in the Metroplex plan.
And as a result, Bob Lamond says one of Southern California's most important GA airports will see new and much better approach and departure procedures.
Santa Monica is a very challenged airport because of its proximity to LAX. Santa Monica has very limited IFR capability right now, but as a result of the meetings, I think next year when the FAA actually publishes the new RNAV procedures for Southern California, you're going to see a couple of RNAV procedures to both runway ends in Santa Monica that give us very good access compared to what we have today.
The FAA has extended the comment period on its environmental impact assessment of Southern California's Metroplex plan. Howard says it's vital for NBAA members to get their comments on the record before the new deadline of September 8th. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment, but first, please, this message.
NBAA's member directory is the most comprehensive source of business aviation resources in the industry, giving you access to thousands of professionals on a global scale. It's where NBAA buyers go to find products, services, and vendors and suppliers they need to help their operation and business. You can even promote your company with a free listing in the products and services section to reach truly qualified buyers. Visit www.nbaa.org/directory.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. NBAA 2015 is coming up fast. The nation's fifth largest trade show runs November 17th through the 19th at the Las Vegas Convention Center. For more information on how you can get in on the action, check the webpage, nbaa.org/events. You might have gotten the impression that business aviation was off to a somewhat slow start overall this year, and perhaps you're right, but the mid-year numbers show significant improvement. Shipment of new GA aircraft improved in Q2. Late model, pre-owned business aircraft were selling much more quickly and commanding better prices. The number of jets in the GA fleet is up by more than 400, and the number of turboprop aircraft is up by almost 150. You can see a more complete breakdown of the figures in this week's NBAA update. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.